Now, Heart of Beers put Dam Airboat Explorer came across my desk and I said, what on earth is that? It said, South Africa's only airboat. So Chris Grosh, who's on the line now from Randburg, he's the owner of the Heart of Beers put Dam Airboat Explorer. Chris, what is an airboat? It looks amazing, by the way.
It's good fun, too. An airboat is a flat-bottomed vessel, really, but it's driven by an air propeller. So there's no moving parts under the waterline. Which means you can go over water, of course, but you can go also over dry land, grass, sandbanks, any obstacle that's floating around, you can just slide over it.
And tell me, how many people can sit in an airboat?
Well, it varies. The one we have here in South Africa, there are 6-passenger seats, but there's small ones, and there's really, really big ones which can take up to 80 people.
Whereabouts do you go?
Well, we ride around on the Hart Beesport Dam most of the time, usually out there on Saturdays, but we've been to Mozambique, we've been around Bazaruto Island at low tide, so when everybody else was watching the sand, we were actually having a lot more fun than that.
It does look like one of those boats, when I was looking at the pictures, and as I said, it looks amazing, fine. It looks like one of those boats they use in CSI Miami to go through the Florida kind of marshland.
That's exactly, think Florida Everglades,
Everglades,
people and alligators, except that crocodiles are much more fun.
Are there crocodiles?
No, well, there allegedly are two crocodiles in Heart of Beesport, little ones, a meter long, meter and a half, but they kind of stick to the protected nature conservancy areas, so you don't really get to see them. They don't like people, and I think they're smart.
I think they're smart, too. How long have you? How long has the Airboat Explorer been around on Heart of Beesport?
Well, we've been doing this for pretty much a year now. We started end of 2013. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we're moving into our second year now.
And why an airboat?
Why an airboat?
Yes.
That's a really good question. It feels like you're sliding, you know? It drives like a car. It feels like an airplane. But it is a boat. The trick is that you can come out and we slide over the grass around the big tree and come back to the water's edge. But when you get on the boat or get off the boat, you keep dry feet. That's great fun.
So if I come along on one of the trips, where will I go? Like, will you take me over land or will you take me, you know, onto the dam? Where will we go? What will I see?
Well, we leave from the south eastern side of the dam, an area that's called Eagle Waters Wildlife Resort. And we do a tour of pretty much the whole dam. The experience is around about an hour. We stop a couple of times, explain where you are, what there's to see, some background, some history, some geology. And we travel at about 70 k's or so over the water.
That's quite fast.
And about 30, 35 k's over land. And we do a bit of a slide, a swing around, a come back to the water. So you get a bit of everything that's possible at Harty.
Tell me a bit about Heart of Beesport Dam, because the only time I ever go there is if I'm on my way to Sun City or on my way back from somewhere close to there. I've never actually stopped in it properly.
Oh, there's a lot to do around there. So, first of all, it is beautiful to be on the water, surrounded by the Magaliesberg Mountains on both sides. And it's actually quite interesting. Those are some of the oldest mountain ranges on planet Earth. They're about 30 times older than the Himalayas. And there's a lot of little things to know and find out about them. And there's lots of stuff to do around Harty. So other than the boat rides that we do, you can do paragliding. There's the Harty's Cableway, which has been rebuilt a couple of years ago. It's a great experience. There's a place where you can go see exotic and indigenous monkeys. There's a place called the Elephant Sanctuary.
Yes.
And there's a whole lot of nice places to go and eat or shop around there.
Do you stay in the area? You sound like you know it very well.
Well, I've been around a couple of times, so yes, and I enjoy being there, so that's a nice thing.
Tell me a bit about the dam.
Well, the dam, the first time they built the dam, it was in 1905, but they didn't have very much luck with it. It was washed away a year later, and they did it again in 1921, and it took them about 4 years to complete it where the dam wall is now. And the lake has a circumference of about 54 kilometers. It's entirely man-made lake, and it's made for irrigation of all the agriculture that feeds us here in Gauteng. And it's one of the favorite weekend spots for Joburg and also for Pretoria. Mm. A lot of people come out there.
It's I do know it's always packed, and people do talk about going through to the dam, and on your trips you go round the dam, within the dam as well, not just on the outskirts.
Well, we go around. Well, we stay on the water. We go around and stop at various spots of interest at the railway bridge, Crocodile River. We go around to some of the nature conservancy areas where you can see breeding birds and hear a little bit about the wildlife and the habitat of that area. We take a close look at Schoemansville, the Transvaal Yacht Club, the Dam Wall, and Cosmos. And from there, we cut across the lake and have a closer look at Pecanwood, find out how the wealthy people live.
Chris, if I want to book and come along, how do I do it?
Very simple. You can either call us on 082-857-7408, mm-hmm. or you can go online. And there's an online reservation system, and it's very easy to find. You type bit.ly/Africa. And there you are.
We'll find you there. Chris, thank you so much. I've learned quite a lot of things today, and that was definitely a new one on me. That is the Hartenpeersput Dam Airboat Explorer. Chris Grosch on the line there. He is the owner, and he's been talking about what you can do airboat-wise in Hartenpeersput Dam. I had never even heard of it. And when I looked at it and I thought, what is an airboat? And I looked